The punishment and penalty for original sin, which God laid upon Adam's children and upon original sin, is death, eternal damnation, and also other corporal and spiritual, temporal and eternal miseries, the tyranny and the domination of the devil. Human nature is subject to the rule of the devil and is abandoned to the devil's power and imprisoned under his rule, which intoxicates and seduces many important and wise people in the world with horrible errors, heresies, and other blindness, and drags people into all kinds of vice. This inherited defect is so huge and abominable that it can be covered and forgiven in God's sight in those who are baptized and believe only for the sake of the Lord Christ. Only the new birth and renewal of the Holy Spirit can and must heal this deranged, corrupted human nature. This renewal only begins in this life. It is finally completed in the life to come. Such teaching must be preserved and guarded, so that it does not swerve either to the Pelagian side or to the Manichaean side. Therefore, we must briefly show which teachings, contrary to this article of faith, are excluded and rejected in our churches. From the solid declaration of the Formula of Concord, the final document in the Book of Concord, the Book of Harmony, the formula for harmony, the pattern for harmony in the church, the Lutheran confessions, the belief that we can speak again what God has said to us and that by so doing we will overcome our human divisions caused by things like this original sin that we confess. We will overcome our divisions by the unity of mind that is the one mind of Christ, which is found only in his word repeated, confessed, echoed. And the formula of Concord, it came about during a time of great duress, division. And it was truly a work intended to, and it did, reunite the Lutheran churches, which had shattered themselves upon the vanity of various leaders who thought they would, well, be the next Luther, more or less. And one of the things that they were debating was, what does the Bible say about our sinfulness? And we won't get into the status of that controversy, what brought this about, but you heard there just what a lovely capturing of all that the Bible says of our sinful condition, of the great danger that, I mean, it's not lovely, it's brutal, right? It's kind of why it's refreshing, though, too, a little honesty in our day of spin. The only thing there that you might want a little help with, that's that the Pelagian and Manichaean stuff there at the end. So the Pelagians were an early church heresy, 3rd century, and Pelagius taught that man by his own will and striving can find his way to God. He'll be able to, even without Christ, find his way to give himself to God if he tries hard enough. And, well, he was condemned because it's just a false teaching. Now, today you don't see a ton of straight-up Pelagians around, although you might find a few in the scholarship of the Roman Catholic Church, although technically they're speaking against their own doctrine. Different story. But you find more semi-Pelagians, those who teach that, well, you need Jesus, but you need to, you know, find Jesus and give yourself to Jesus. The idea of decision theology is effectively a Pelagian idea. And we don't want to swerve into that side because it steals grace. It steals the promise that God's grabbed you. Not that you have to hold on to God. Now, hold on to God with the confidence that God is holding on to you already, right? Now, the Manichaean is the other side. It's the fatalist, that there's nothing you can do. You're a robot. Everything is set for you from aeons before, and you're just playing out a little script that's been written. You don't even have your own mind, really. Pure fatalism. That's the Manichaeans. They taught a lot of other really weird stuff, but they also were condemned. And you don't see a lot who teach quite this today, although the supralapsarian, big fancy word, the double predestination of Calvinism, hardcore Calvinism, kind of goes this route. And we don't want to fall into that set either because that destroys the will. Lutherans are kind of stuck in the middle. We believe you have a will. It's just bound. And we believe that you're saved by grace, not by your will. But that doesn't mean you don't have a will. And it's just bound to sin in the moment. Long story, we could spend a lot of time on that. But the point here, in this Lenten tide, to continue remembering from our confessions, from what the fathers of the Lutheran Church before us have said the Bible says, to remember who we are in Adam, how in him we were brought under the tyranny of the devil, and in this way have become intoxicated and seduced by error, and that apart from the words of our Lord Jesus and the Spirit's power, we remain deranged and corrupted, but that in Christ, the renewal, which we know comes on the last day to all things, begins in us, and this indeed is the gift of faith.